Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, kind of right where I always am. The practices are so much more important than the preseason. The looks that we see like on a day like today are invaluable reps. It's, you know, an attacking defense. It's different fronts. It's different pressures. You know, Oakland does some different things over the last couple preseasons that stress you at times protection-wise. So it's not as maybe vanilla as you might see in the preseason. But the best reps I'm going to see all, you know, all summer are in practice. If, you know, Matt wants us to play, we'll play and go out and compete. If not, I feel pretty good about where we're at.
That's Aaron Rodgers at his locker just moments ago. Ryan Wood was standing there. He joins us now on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Ryan, heard your question about when Aaron hurt the back and exactly that this is a new injury to him, how exactly he's going to react and how he believes his body's going to respond. Then he responds to the question of, do you think you need to play in the preseason? He says, well, probably not. What do you say?
Well, I'll tell you what, you guys should see what he said a little bit later in that interview. I asked him, you know, I get that the scheme's vanilla. You're not seeing a lot of wrinkles or intricacies in the defense. But this, you know, and yes, he has played a lot of football, as Brian Gutekunst said today, as Matt LaFleur said a couple times. But he hasn't played a lot of football in this offense. He hasn't played any football in this offense. And he's the quarterback, which means he affects the 10 other guys out there with him. So why is it not a priority? And he said an awful lot. Look, you know, Brian Gutekunst said this morning that the plan is for him to play Thursday. Based on what Aaron Rodgers said today, he certainly didn't say anything, come out and say anything as direct as I'm not playing Thursday. But it's certainly not a priority for this team for Aaron Rodgers to play in the preseason. I mean, that much has been made very clear. And I thought Aaron Rodgers presented, whether you agree or not, he presented a lot of reasons for why he believes what he believes as far as not being necessary for him playing in the preseason. So it's a little confusing since the GM just said this morning that the plan is for him to play, but we'll see, I guess. It certainly didn't seem like it's very likely.
You know, talking about some of the guys that stood out here today, at least, one of the things, and you tweeted out early, was Curtis Bolton, the inside linebacker, playing in a defense where it was a three safety look, and he was the only true linebacker on the field. Should we read anything into that?
So Blake Martinez did drop out at the end of practice today. We got that confirmed after. We don't know why. It's not one of those where he went inside the Don Hutson, so it's not like it's not a serious, really bad injury. He was on the sideline and everything. It might have just been rest. Might not have been an injury at all. But that certainly was part of it. Curtis Bolton's going to make the team. I mean, you can read that much into it. The big question for me is if he's the only Mike out there, it's not the speed. It's not the physical at all. It's the communication part, the mental side. He's got to be the quarterback of the defense and relay everything, all the signals, everything that needs to be relayed before the snap. And that's a lot on a rookie who hasn't played. That's a ton on a rookie, especially when Blake Martinez very much is the quarterback of that defense and has handled those responsibilities that are a huge part of playing the Mike position very well. So, I would imagine it's more about Blake Martinez just not finishing practice today than it was Curtis Bolton supplanting Blake Martinez at that job, but we'll see.
Let me jump back. You're talking quarterbacks. We'll jump back over to the offense real quick. The two backup quarterbacks, Kizer and Boyle, how have they looked to you?
Well, Brian Gutekunst said today that it's probably likely that the backup quarterback for this season is currently on the roster. So apparently they've looked good enough for Brian Gutekunst to say something that's pretty decently strong.
Yes.
Endorsement for those guys. They've been awfully up and down. I think they've been erratic. I think that, you know, they've both have had good moments, but they've not been consistent, and that's what you're wanting from a backup quarterback. The open market are very remote. It's mm-hmm. not likely to happen for multiple reasons, but it's you know, usually if a guy can play no matter the position, they're not on the open market after training camp, right? So that's one reason. But even at the quarterback position, it's more unlikely than other positions because you need a guy that has at least some type of familiarity with the scheme. You can't have a guy coming totally cold that has no idea what the scheme is and then expect him to go out there if Rodgers gets hurt week one and start and play at that position week two. So it's just not likely to happen. That's why whether it's DeShone Kizer and or Tim Boyle, their chances of making this team and being the backup are very high because that's just the reality of the landscape.
Talking with Ryan Wood here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. On that side of the football, the offensive line, do we have a position battle for that left guard spot with Lane Taylor and Elgton Jenkins?
I don't think so. I mean, Matt LaFleur says yes, but I'd be really surprised if Lane Taylor wasn't starting left guard week one.
Let's talk about some of the guys that did good today in practice, as I saw on Twitter, obviously, because I wasn't there. A couple of them, both wide receivers, Trevor Davis returns, and Darius Shepherd getting love from everybody.
Yeah, Trevor Davis returned and looked really good. I mean, he looked like he hadn't missed any time at all. And if you go back to just the reality of someone with his kind of speed and fluidity and his athleticism in Matt LaFleur's offensive scheme, there's a place for him there. Now, that place isn't as a starter, but there's a place for him in the scheme. And the way he's playing when healthy, he's looked really good. Now, the issue, and actually Aaron Rodgers referenced this today, he said that this has been about as much competition as he's ever seen for the last receiver spots. Not that, you know, the top of that depth chart is set, but the last receiver spots, there's a ton of competition there because there's a lot of guys that could win a job. And when you have that kind of competition and you miss almost 2 weeks, a day shy of 2 weeks with an injury the way Trevor Davis did, that presents very much an uphill climb to get a job. I mean, that's not a good time to have that happen. And it's also, Trevor Davis has a lengthy history of injuries that it's not like a one-off. Like, this isn't the only year, the only camp that he's been injured. So that's going to be an interesting decision to make. But when he's healthy, he's a fine player.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette here on the Wendy's Big Show. What about Aaron Jones? How did he look today?
Yeah, he looked fine. He'll play. I'm sure Thursday. I say this all the time when, you know, the one position that is probably hardest for me to evaluate is running back because there's no tackling in practice.
Oh, right.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
tackling is everything at that position. Yeah. So I have no idea.
Ryan, on the defensive side, though, when you look at what they've been needing from some of those outside linebackers into the sub portions, I'm keeping an eye on Montrevious Adams for sure. Now, a lot of people weren't impressed with what he did in week two of the preseason, but it appears that he's been doing most of the work that he needs to show in practice.
Yeah, I don't think the Packers have any real reservations about him being their third defensive lineman, which is kind of a pseudo-starter, pseudo-rotation guy. He's not going to play as much as Kenny Clark or Dean Lowry, because when they go sub, they only have two interior linemen on the field most of the time. And even still, they could even go with one and have three outside linebackers when they go sub. So for the role that Montrevious Adams is going to play, which is not a full-time starter, I think they're fine with where he's at.
Now, we talked about him not wanting maybe to play in the preseason, but how did Aaron look back in practice today?
Looked like he didn't have any issues. Matt LaFleur said afterward, he kind of excitedly said that he thought he looked really good. And afterward, Aaron Rodgers said that he felt like his back was fine. So I don't think that's going to linger too much longer.
And David Bakhtiari back at practice today?
Yes, he was.
Perfect.
Yeah,
awesome.
Excuse personal matter.
There he is, Ryan Wood. Wednesday, 4:48, we'll talk next. And final public practice of training camp. So we're almost to regular football, Ryan.
It was. You know, tomorrow is really the start of the regular season schedule. And it's going to be the start of Bears prep in a large way. I mean, I think starting tomorrow, they're going to jump full throttle into week one preparation, so it'll be interesting.
So we'll look for the entire scouting report for game one on Wednesday at 4:48 when you join us.
Oh, you know they're never going to show the media that. They never going to show us that. We'll see the vanilla base 3-4,
no doubt.
Whatever. You know, we're not going to see that.
You'll go into seeing some stretch. That sounds good, Ryan.
Exactly.
All right, man. We'll talk all Wednesday at 4:48.
All right, take care.
Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Woody. Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank. Today, Great Midwest Bank providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.